B-Pod Studios.
Cash fools everything around me. Green, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, yo. Cash fools everything around me. Green, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, yo. Cash fools everything around me. Green, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, yo. Cash fools everything around me. Green, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, yo.
This is Over Under 98.5 with Joe Murray and Dan Lifshatz. Here are the Bankroll Boys. Who you got?
Hey, it's the Over Under Podcast. We're back. We small hiatus last week. But you know what, Dan? I will tell you this. We did a condensed Saturday show of football games and NFL games. I thought we kind of did well. Like condensing it all and like actually making sense of some of our picks. And actually, we got great feedback from it too. But as far as like those early college football games, Ohio State nailed. Cincinnati won. Trying to think of what else was early that day. The Ohio State 49-0 at halftime was just a fucking whopper.
I mean, I wasn't really surprised. I didn't know how now. I think I said on the podcast, like, I wasn't really sure how Michigan State was going to score. The one thing that they do well is run the football. The one thing that Ohio State does exclusively well on defense, because they really have been. They had a ton of young players early on, you know, early in the season on defense, was stop the run. So it's like, it's such a terrible matchup for Michigan State. And now I'm seeing people be like, oh, Michigan State sucks. Well, Michigan State beat Michigan. Like, they beat that team. And they had some questionable calls go their way, sure. But, like, they beat that team. So, like, now if Ohio State loses to Michigan, does Michigan State still suck? Or is it just a bad matchup? And, like, I just – people were arguing about that last week. I think that it's just a bad matchup for Michigan State, no matter what way you kind of try to spin it.
There was that trend they gave out about ranked teams at home, on the road against an unranked team when the unranked team is favored. That hit with Clemson over Wake Forest.
Yeah, it was not close. That game was not competitive either.
We have another one on Friday night.
Yes, we do.
I'm gonna ride it. We'll get into that in a little bit.
Okay.
But I'm already putting my leftovers on this one.
Interesting.
I'm already putting my leftovers on this one.
Okay.
Sometimes when you see it, you gotta ride it, man. And I've already saw it. Unless the word is out, the line's a little lower than I wanted it to be. But all right, let's get into it, man. So Thursday night, gobble the fuck gobble. You know, they got rid of that damn Thursday night game, and that pissed me off.
Yep.
Back, though. Fresno State's had a nice season. They should be better than they are, or should they? I guess that's a question that could be debated. They're just not a great road team. They're going up against San Jose State, who needs the win, Dan, to be bowl eligible. They need it. They're 7.5 at home. All the trends, when you look at it, I'll pull them up. The under is 4-0 in the last four meetings. The underdog, 3-0-1. The home team has dominated the series, while Fresno won 3-1 their last five meetings in San Jose. So I'll just say this off the bat. Fresno's probably got the better quarterback here. They're probably the better team. But they're not the team I want to back in this situation on a short – well, no, I shouldn't even call it a short week. But San Jose State getting 7.5, I just feel like a square Thursday better might see Fresno 8-3 with a good quarterback. Let's take them. And I think that that could be a problem.
Yeah, I do lean San Jose State, but I got to say the situation is pretty interesting for Fresno. So they're second in the western side of the Mountain West Conference, Joe. They're 5-2. San Diego State's ahead of them at 6-1. They own the tiebreaker over San Diego State. So, I mean, that's kind of the thing, is that they own that tiebreaker. So if they win and San Diego State loses, who, by the way, is a 2.5-point dog right now at home against Boise, so it's very possible they lose that game. Fresno goes into the Mountain West Championship against likely Boise State. That game is important. That game is going to be super important for Boise because they are 5-2. They're tied with Utah State and Air Force, but on the tiebreaker there. So Boise State needs to get win and they're in, and Fresno State needs to win and they're in. Assuming that Fresno needs to win and they're in, assuming that Boise State wins. So it's like, it's a really interesting spot. It's why I'm not going to play San Jose State. I do lean that side, but they also got the shit kicked out of them last week at home versus Utah State. Coming off a good performance versus Nevada. You know, they have been good against these teams at home, but man, the Utah State performance does leave a lot to be desired. Fresno, to me, is still one of the most undervalued teams in college football. The Oregon loss early in the season on the road probably should have been a win. They don't fumble. They lose on the island, which we've always talked about. Hawaii catches these teams, man. Like, on the island, they just play so much better there. And they got obliterated by Boise State coming off their San Diego State win. Big letdown spot. You know, just a game that they weren't ready for. They, you know, Bachmeier dominated them, I think, at like, you know, 283 yards. Really, game was not close. I do think coming off last week's New Mexico win, they're better. I think they win the game. 7.5's a lot. I probably wouldn't take Eileen San Jose State, but it's going to be a pass for me.
All right, and we got ourselves a in-state battle. Ole Miss, Mississippi State. All right. Watching games all year long, right? You'll think Ole Miss is this powerhouse team, but they haven't been over the last few weeks. They're actually injured, if you look at it. Yeah, they lost to Alabama, but they continue to win. So look at what Mississippi State's done, right? Auburn, Arkansas. The Mississippi State defense has been pretty good. But I'm going to make the claim right now that I think Will Rogers is right now the hottest quarterback in college football.
Yeah, I mean, look, here's how I look at Mississippi State. Well, let's start there. Kind of a story of two seasons for them. The first 4 weeks, I think they were lost, didn't really know what they were, including that LSU game. They were winning that game. LSU came all the way back, found a way to pull it out. They barely beat La Tech. You know, they beat NC State, which is really impressive, but then they lost on the road to Memphis. It was a weird start for the season for Mississippi State in the first 4 weeks. They get a good win versus A&M. They get the shit kicked out of them by Bama. On the road to Vandy, a get-right spot. They beat Vandy. They beat Kentucky in a big win. They lose on the road in Arkansas. We know we've talked about, you know, really good year for them. They go back on the road, rebound versus Auburn, beat Tennessee State. Now they have Ole Miss. Look, you kind of just talked about Ole Miss kind of transforming from what they were earlier in the season. The offensive outputs early in the season, 43, 54, 61, 21, 52, 31, 31. Since then, 20, 27, 29, 31. So, you know, around 30 points per game is what you can expect for Ole Miss offensively. If that's going to be the case, I think Mississippi State beats them by, you know, touchdown or more. They're offensively, Mississippi State, as you said, offensively has gotten significantly better. They're not on the road. They're at home where they played, you know, even better offensively with the exception of the Alabama game.
Stinkville, as running back Ely there called it. Stinkville, not Starkville.
Correct. So to me, there's only one play that, you know, that I like in this game. It's Mississippi State. Give me Mississippi State minus one PP. To me, this is the play. This is what I really like Thursday. I really like this play. I really do, Joe. I think that this is a play where Ole Miss has gets the credit because they are because they have the bigger names, the Heisman quarterback and Corral, et cetera, et cetera. Like, Ole Miss has been good. They really have been. But at this point, they've already lost the SEC. Okay, it's over. They lost to Bama. That's over. You know, there's really nothing to play for except getting up for this type of game, I guess.
It's the Egg Bowl.
Yeah, I guess. They've not put in a good performance last week for Vanderbilt. So they could have been looking ahead to this game. I just think that good spot for Mississippi State. the way that they've been playing, I'm very impressed with as well, which adds to it. And Ole Miss on the road this year, sneakily, hasn't been great, okay? You know, they got absolutely demolished by Alabama. They beat Tennessee, which actually that win looks better and better. Lost at Auburn, and now they have Mississippi State. Their four road games look tough. I think they lose the teams who are similar to them on the road, which is, you know, Auburn time, Mississippi State time. I just don't think they win this game. I like Mississippi State minus one.
And the reason why I mentioned the kid Rogers, I think that they are better off in how do I say it the right way? I think Ole Miss struggles with the pass defense, excuse me, where Ole Miss's defense is going to be the difference. Well, the reason why Ole Miss couldn't compete with Alabama was because they couldn't run the fucking football. They couldn't be balanced, you know? And I just think they're going to have another problem being balanced in this game. But Matt Corral gets a lot. I think Matt Corral's been really good. And if he has – the fact he goes out there and plays hurt, it exposes him a little bit. But he's there for his team week in and week out. I like that about him. But I'm going to tell you right now, I think this kid Rogers, they're a buzzsaw. I like Mississippi State too, Dan. I like Mississippi State. I think Will Rogers is the hottest quarterback in the country. Fire me if you don't agree with me. But he's one guy. I just don't want to get in the middle of them right now.
Yeah, they're playing really well. Offensively, they're clicking. And, I look at the Ole Miss stuff, and I don't know offensively how effective they are right now. So, yeah, to me the minus one is the way that I'm going to go with that. And I think it's the right side.
Ole Miss 1-4 against the spread the last five meetings between the two teams.
Hey, history can be changed.
Oh yeah. Anything can happen. All right, so we're off of Thursday. We'll preview these games again.
We'll discuss them again. I'm not going to get too much into the totals. We'll save the totals and then for Thursday. I think that's
yeah, cool. Yeah, cool. Oof, that live at 62. Oof, right on it. Kansas State, all right, versus Texas, Dan. You know what I'm going to say. Texas at home is a better team. Texas at home is a better team. Texas at home is a better team. Kansas State, fuck you, right? So I'm not going to bet. It's Friday at noon. I got another game that I'd rather bet. But this is going to be on Fox, Texas. Kansas State, man, let me down. Kansas State should win this game. They're a better team. I just think Texas plays better at home, and they're favored.
Yeah, I like Texas. I like them at 2.5. I don't like them at 3. I'd much rather. If this is a 2.5, I'd probably BP this. The 3 is a pass for right now, but maybe something I end up adding on Friday. Look, the Texas team, we've talked about it all year, Joe. They have been horrendous since that TCU win. You know, I mean, for Christ's sake, they gave up 57 to fucking Kansas. I mean, there's no excuses. They go on, I guess you could find excuses in every other game, although the Iowa State game is hard to excuse. It was 30-7, but at least it's off an emotional loss against Baylor. 57 to Kansas, you can't excuse. And then after that loss, you go into Morgantown, and I mean, I know it's 31-23. I watched a little bit of that game. It didn't seem nearly that competitive, honestly. I know Texas had the ball and they had a chance to tie the game at the end. I just didn't seem super competitive. I really, really like Kansas State. Last week they didn't show up, so it could be a rebound spot for them. They're on the road. They haven't been great on the road this year, but you know they've only played 3 true road games: 1-point win at Texas Tech, 11-point loss at Oklahoma State, 25-point win at Kansas. Tough. It's tough. It's a pass for me. I very much lean Texas, though. I do. I think that eventually they need to get a win there. And by the way, we talked about Sarkisian like getting the head coaching job and everything. What the fuck happens to Sark now? Because it feels like no matter who this team brings in, they just don't get it done. And they're bringing in, I'm not Sark's biggest fan. I'm not, but I think he's a good head coach, definitely good offensive coordinator. I mean, Tom Herman was so good at Houston. I thought he was a good hire for the job. He's been a disaster. He was I know 23-13 doesn't feel like it compared to what Sark is right now. But just in general, they just didn't win big games. It feels like they haven't been able to replace Mac Brown, Charlie Strong, Tom Herman, now Stark. I mean, I don't think Sark lasts more than another year if they don't rapidly improve.
When do they officially go to SEC?
I think it's 2023.
So I would, if I'm them, I would wait until then. Let's just hypothetically say they bounce back and have a decent season, okay? Now you go into the SEC with a little more confidence. I'd still keep Sark around. That place is a fucking disaster, huh?
I don't know what you can do at this point.
Like, Mac Brown must have just either been, like, dominant and nobody else wanted to go. Like, it's just weird, right? He was there all those years and, like, literally dominated. Yep. He leaves and it's like now everybody all of a sudden is like, yeah, the Big 12 is going to go. You know, it's fucking.
By the way, one other thing we should note about this game. One other thing we should note about this game is that there was a major injury to Skylar Thompson last week in that Baylor game. One of the big reasons that I didn't think that, you know, one of the reasons I think that Kansas State just wasn't competitive in that game after he left. Now, to be fair, he left really late in that game. They just weren't good. But he wasn't great either. I don't really know what Kansas State is going to be without him because I don't think he's playing. I wouldn't play him if I was them. There's no fucking reason to play him. You're not winning the Big 12. You're 7-4. You're in mid-bowl, et cetera, et cetera. There's no reason to play. So, I don't know what Kansas State is, but from earlier on in the season, it's a pretty big drop-off. So I do think that people are going to be on K-State, just not realizing the drop-off, you know, in that aspect either. So, to be fair.
Sorry to waste so much time on this game, everybody.
I know. Sorry.
Everyone's going to just fucking bet it. I know it. It's just one of those days. No one's going to want to bet Ohio fucking Bowling Green, right? I mean, what a shit show these two teams have been. It's another MAC game. There's two MAC games at noon that day. But Ohio, Bowling Green, Dan, I mean, I got nothing on it, but just my eyes tell me Ohio, but I don't know. Bowling Green's got like a big win at home this year. Ohio's better than Bowling Green.
Are they? Are they really though? I mean, look, Bowling Green is, you know, the arrow's pointed up on this program. Right? You get a win at Minnesota, you get a win at Buffalo this year. Like 2 years ago, two wins would have been, you know, would have just been incredible for them. It's just not good. It's not good. But I mean, listen, Ohio's been an absolute disaster, and you know, their two of their wins. They have Akron on the road, EMU on the road. Like, I get it. I do. But goodness gracious, like, I don't know, man. I really don't know. I don't think that this is a side to back. I just don't. Like, I don't think that backing Ohio is a good spot in this situation. I really like Bowling Green. I just think the number kind of tells you where it needs to be. Like, I think Bowling, you know, give me the PP Bowling Green. I think there's a chance Bowling Green wins this game outright. I do. And, you know, I probably look stupid on this. I'll probably look stupid Friday if we even trying to go in this one. But I just think that Bowling Green is better than people are giving them credit for. Now, the last 2 weeks have been really, really bad. And, it could be bad again. But I think this team has vastly improved this year. And I think that a home game versus Ohio, they might beat Ohio outright. So, I like that.
Another MAC game, Central Michigan, Eastern Michigan. Central Michigan has owned this matchup. The senior class has owned. They've beaten them four straight. Both teams 7-4. So I like over 64 off the bat. I'm not PPing it. But Central Michigan is the side here. And I know it's 8 points, 8.5. Maybe Eastern Michigan stings them finally, you know, but I'm going to go over early on. I'm not going to PP it, but It's just one of these MAC games where I know these two teams, Central Michigan, has been very successful.
Yeah, no, I completely agree with you. I completely agree with you that Eastern Michigan is, you know, due for a letdown spot here, and that Central Michigan, who has been, you know, just fire recently offensively, you know, I think that this is another, you know, another game, and I think the number kind of tells you that being above that 7.5 number, above 7.5, the whole world's giving out Eastern Michigan to cover this number. Now Eastern Michigan, to be fair, has played well on the road this season. They have. So it's why I'm not backing them in the spot, but I like the Chippewas, and I think Central Michigan, who has been a very good home team this year, ends up finding a way to win. They only have one loss at all, most NIU by a point. They have been a very, very good home team outside of that.
All right, and here we go. This is the one. The old Matharuni coming through every once in a while. We find a little honey hole, and you stick with it. Unranked teams. Favorite versus a ranked team in 2021. There's been 18 games now, Dan. It's now 13-5 on the season. And who do we have now? Boise State -2.5 at San Diego State +2.5. PP Boise State. San Diego State's so overrated, man. I watched them play last week, too. They can run the football, they play good defense, and that's it. Right? And I know maybe in that conference it works, and they're 10-1, or like whatever. They're just like the worst 10-1 team I've ever seen.
I just don't agree with that. Usually this is a home ranked team against a home unranked team versus a road ranked team. So this line confuses the ever living shit out of me.
2.5. When I saw Clemson 4.5, I went, holy shit. But this is the same spot. Now, granted, Clemson was at home.
No, Clemson was at home. It's a totally different spot.
So that's why I'm saying 2.5. Okay.
I'm super confused.
Boise has struggled against San Diego State the last year.
So here's the thing. It's a must-win for Boise. They win. They're in the Mountain West Conference game. San Diego State, if Fresno State loses, so Fresno State loses Thursday. Okay, Fresno State loses, then this game will not matter to San Diego State. Okay, because what will happen is they'll have already clinched the Mountain West. They will already have clinched the Mountain West. They already are a game better of Fresno State. Fresno State wins. San Diego State needs to get a win, and they're in for the Mountain West. So this could be very well a must-win game for both of these teams. If you're asking me generally, and by the way, I don't remember the last time that we've seen this. Maybe it happened this season. I don't remember. An unranked team on the road favored against the ranked team at home. I don't remember that this season. It could have happened. It probably did. I'm just stupid and don't remember. I'm going to tell you this. I like San Diego State. They're 10-1. They're so good. I know all they do is run the football and play defense, but UNLV last week, that was a look ahead spot to Boise. We talked about that one. I like the number with UNLV last week. I like that. I don't know. Boise State's been on their game. Look, Joe, this is a game I have no idea what's going to happen. I like San Diego State just because I think they're the better team, but I'm not betting the teams. I'm betting spots. I have no fucking idea what to do in this one. This is going to be this is new for me. I'm laying off of it. But I can make an argument for both sides of this. I think you can make an argument for Boise State and say, look how they're playing. They're an unranked team on the road, laying points, like, you know, you need to back them. And I think you make an argument for San Diego State being like, they're a home team getting points. They're 10-1. What the fuck are we doing? You know, I think you make an argument.
Listen, that's why I'm riding the trend.
Yeah. This is a weird game. This is a really weird game, weird line. This I'm so excited to watch this game though, because I have no idea what's going to happen. I have no idea. Weird spot. I'm very excited to watch this game.
You know it's also so that game is what time? 12 o'clock. I don't think I've seen San Diego State play at noon. I'd have to look it up. I don't think I physically have seen them play at noon.
Yeah, no, that is a fair point.
Like, can they wake up early? I don't know. I don't want to look it up either. I just say, every time I see them, though, it's Hawaii, it's fucking whatever. It's always a late night game. All right, let's move on. Here's a mind fuck. Nebraska, Iowa. You want to fuck around with that one for a minute here? Nebraska's 3-8, and like the most competitive 3-8 team in the world. 6-3-1 is against the spread this year. So like, 5-5 for Iowa. We already know that. I loved Petros, right? And then once he got that fucking, he's done. But whoever the road team is in this matchup is dominated. 6-2 the last day. Iowa's on the road. And this is that one of those Friday 1:30 games. I see Iowa fucking just running all day, running like 1,000 times. But Nebraska keeps it really close.
So Nebraska opened -3. Okay. Adrian Martinez was ruled out and the line moved to Iowa now -1.5. I have no idea what to do in this one. To me, this is one of those spots where it's like, look, I know it's square as the day is long, but don't overthink it. Take the team that finds a way to win against the team that literally finds a way to lose week in, week out, even when they're competitive. I mean, look at the losses. Forget about the Illinois game. Seven on the road to Oklahoma, 3 on the road to Michigan State, 3 at home to Michigan, 7 on the road to Minnesota, 5 at home versus Purdue, 9 versus Ohio State, and 7 versus on the road to Wisconsin. Like, this team cannot catch a fucking break. They just can't. And they're right there. They probably should be like 8-3 instead of 3-8, but they just can't catch a break. The Big Ten's been so good. Look, I don't really know what to do here. This is a game where they find ways to lose. They don't find ways to win. They find ways to lose. So I'd go Iowa, but it is very square. No, Adrian, it's square as the day is long. You know, the fact that it's 1.5, it was down to a pick 'em at Circle last night in Vegas. Like, it's just, I don't know what to make. I don't know what to think of it. This is a game I'm probably, again, another weird spot, probably waiting for second half. Honestly, I don't know what else to do.
Utah State goes to New Mexico. New Mexico's 3-8. They're now 15.5. It was 16 points. Utah State's 8-3 on the year, 5-0 on the road. I wanted to just see like how bad New Mexico's been this year. Like, I know they've threatened early and then got blown out. But nah, dude. Whenever they're an underdog, which has been 8 games this season, they've been an underdog out of their 11. 1-7 against the spread.
Yeah.
And Utah State's 5-0 on the road.
Look, Utah State's coming off just getting the absolute shit kicked out of them. Yep. I mean, the worst performance of the year, no doubt about it. Like, Levi Lewis threw on them, like Titus Sven, who, ran like hit two big runs again. Like, dude, it was Utah State. Probably may have lost the conference, may have lost the Mountain West. A chance to represent the Mountain West championship game in dramatic fashion. I don't really know what to think here, Joe. This is another game where I look at this and say, it's probably New Mexico. New Mexico is probably the right side. It's super gross. It's probably the right side because Utah State, if Boise wins, let's say Utah State's watching this game, right? If Boise's up early in that first hour, they won't know. The game won't end. But if Utah State or Boise's up, say, 10 points by the time this Utah State game kicks off, a lot of sunken heads there. A lot of sunken heads. So I just – careful. Get careful on this game here this week, guys. Like, I know it looks easy. Utah State open under that 17 number. Now we're down to 15.5. Probably some sharp money coming in. Like, it just, yeah, it's a pass for me, but it's dangerous. It is.
UAB UTEP, man, nice little game here. Both teams 7-4. I don't love the line. 13.5 for UAB. I feel like UTEP has been in a lot of games. I've talked about this for all year long. UAB is a good home team, but they're only 2-2 at home this year. But they've covered both teams 6-3-1 against spread, 6-4 against spread. So however you look at it, I'm going to take the points here, despite my feelings are that UAB plays better at home.
So the way I look at this game, and if UAB isn't coming off the UTSA game, I'm probably playing UAB here. I mean, also let's also not forget, like, this game was a few days ago, but that was a very competitive game on the road, back to back roadies. Now you go back down into a letdown spot. You're 7-4 now. You've definitely lost the conference USA. Like, if they were 5-1 last week, right? If they beat UTSA, well, they're 6-1. UTSA is 6-1. They own the conference tiebreaker, and then all they have to do is beat UTEP, and they're in the championship game. Well, that's over. That's not happening anymore. So this game really doesn't matter. UTEP to me has been the last 5 weeks, or last 4 weeks, I should say, have been a completely different UTEP team. Lose on the road at FAU, get demolished by UTSA, lose on the road in North Texas, hold on for a 10-point victory versus Rice. Now you're on the road. Totally different season after they started off so well earlier this year. Just, they're not nearly as good as people think they are, which is why the spread is what it is. That being said, UAB coming off a UTSA loss, and yeah, it's kind of a bounce back spot, but this is not a spot I want to bounce back and med back them in. It's a pass for me. But I lean UAB with the points.
All right. And then my whole thing with Coastal Carolina now is, like, I don't know. There's nothing to play for. It's, you know, it's 21. They're 21 in the country. Like, they got a nice little season, good recruiting, whatever. So when they're 15 points, Dan, I just feel like they should cover it. But I think we're smart enough to know that Southern Alabama has a good defense. They're, you know, they need a win to be bowl eligible. This is a big win for them. I think they're going to play up to it. This could be a big win for them. So I just, if Coastal's right, they win, they cover, they move on. It's just, you know, that's been up and down for me this year. I'm not locked in like I was a year ago with them. So I kind of like Southern Alabama to keep it close. And that's, I don't know what, we don't know what, if Coastal's Grayson McCall and they're fucking loaded and, hey, it's the day after Thanksgiving and let's light it up, great. And don't get me wrong, having Southern Alabama kind of struggled of late. I saw last week that, yeah, so I just, there's nothing for me here. Like, I know, hey, Joe, don't you love Coastal? You just, it's kind of, the buzz is gone for me.
Well, yeah, I mean, they're no longer ranked. So they're an unranked team versus on the road, like, you know, laying double digits against South Alabama. Look, I'm going to be honest with you, Joe. I lean Coastal here. I think that South Alabama has been, you know, pretty much a disaster the past few weeks, 3 straight road games. So now they're finally at home. Yeah, it's a really tough place to just go on the road 3 straight weeks and get the shit kicked out of you 3 straight weeks and kind of come back. I know they're a win away from bowl eligibility, but I don't think they're beating Coastal Carolina. Their bowl eligibility was lost when they lost to Louisiana Monroe. I mean, that's, you know, you lose to Texas State and Louisiana Monroe. I mean, you don't deserve bowl eligibility, in my opinion. So, yeah, I like Coastal not playing it yet. You know, it's hard for me to lay that many points on the road. I don't really like taking big road faves in that situation. It hasn't worked out for me well this season at all. And I've been kind of gearing away from that. So I'm probably going to continue along that path. But, Coastal, South Alabama. I lean Coastal, man. They're just way more talented, way more talented.
All right, we're on to 330s, as we know. Missouri, Arkansas, Mizzou, man, kind of had a good year, huh? 6-5. Arkansas obviously had that, you know, 5-1 with a nice little cover last week. I think they should just dominate Missouri here. I hate to say good wins, but like that was a fucking quality ass win, quality cover, excuse me, for Arkansas a week ago. Missouri bowl eligible, man. Like on the road, like they may keep it close. I'm not betting the game, but the other thing too with Arkansas is like they've been a covering consistent team, but like they're week in and week out, they're just they're different, man. You know, and for me, they're unbettable for me right now.
Yeah, they're look. I think that Missouri coming off that big win against Florida, it's a letdown spot. Even on the road, letdown spot in Arkansas. I know Arkansas is coming off the Alabama game though, so it's like a you know really I don't really like to bet teams coming off games versus Alabama. I don't really like to bet Missouri coming off a big win like that. It's a pass for me. It is. It's a straight up pass.
Air Force versus UNLV. No matter what anyone wants to say about Air Force a week ago, dude, they can play ball and their defense is good. I know they had a little bit of a collapse against a good team. Let's face it. Fucking good team they played. That can move the football where they can really only run. So I think Air Force is legit, dude. UNLV's kept it close. 7-3 this year against the spread. That's the thing you need to see about UNLV. You remember how we talked about Bowling Green's on the up? Maybe UNLV is. I don't know. But 18 points might be a lot. Might be too many. It might be. But I do think Air Force's defense and running game, they're a hell of a – Air Force is a legit team that I think could beat a lot of teams across the country.
Yeah, and unfortunately, the card this week I think is going to be really tough, and I think the numbers this week are extremely sharp, and I think that this is another case of that. Look, Air Force just needs to win, but, you know, you can't expect them to – I'm not expecting both Utah State and Boise State to lose. I think one of the – you know, especially Utah State. Like, I don't think that's happening. So, in my opinion, like, it's going to be – you know, if that's the case, like Utah State is, you know, is probably going to get in. I don't think they're losing to Mexico. Air Force is probably, you know, they're a bowl team. They're good. Coming off a big win versus Nevada, it is definitely a letdown spot for Air Force. That being said, like, I can also, like, see them laying the wood to UNLV is coming off that San Diego State game. And that was a big game for them after they had won two in a row versus New Mexico and Hawaii. So this is a pass for me. I do think that this spread is probably a little bit higher than I would make the number, but probably means that Air Force covers that big ass number. It's a pass.
USF, UCF, give me the over 62, please. Ring the bell. Fucking two shit teams. Just take the over.
Yeah. I think that USF offensively has started to regress, especially on the road, which is maybe my concern about playing the over here, Joe. You're the road game outputs offensively. 0, 27, 17, 14, 14. My concern is that South Florida just doesn't score a lot, and UCF has been, you know, even against some of these – bad teams. I mean, they put up 49 versus UConn, 14 versus Tulane, you know, 49 versus Temple, 24 versus Memphis. They're very inconsistent. Two very inconsistent teams here. This is a pass for me on the total. In terms of the side, I like UCF. I think they roll. I think this is going to be I think they cover. I think we're looking at a Memphis-type game where they beat Memphis 24-7 early in the year. I think we could see something like that or a Temple-type game where they really kick the shit out of them 49-7. I think that those are the two examples I look at and say, well, this is probably what the game is probably going to be like. South Florida, to me, just offensively have regressed recently. They had a very good performance against Houston offensively, put up points against Cincinnati, but a lot of those points came at the end of the game. It's a lot. I'm a little concerned with what South Florida puts out there. I lean UCF. I do.
18.5. Wow. All right. Cincinnati, East Carolina. Now, Dan, if we were down at the playground, hey, Joe Murray's been talking about this kid, Allers, right? Nate Hilton Allers or whatever his name is.
Yep.
Been talking about him for how long now? I've been betting him just because I like him. He's a lefty. Eastern Carolina is a grinded out fucking team, man. They grind it out on offense. They score 31 points a game. And on defense, they keep teams 25 or under. So that's what they are this year. They're now at home getting two touchdowns against the number five team in the country that had a fucking blowout last week. And now we're starting to hear it. Cincinnati should not be in. Blah, 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 blah. So this is the game now, Dan, where if you fucking don't like Cincinnati, you got to love our boy Allers this week. You got to ride the Allers train. So I'll tell you the Cincinnati in this matchup. Okay, a little trends here. 8-3 against spread the last 11 meetings. But the last five, since Desmond Ridder has accepted his Cincinnati scholarship in this series, the home team is 5-0 against the spread. And I just wonder if 14 might be a little too much for Cincinnati. And, oh, Dan, you love look-aheads, don't you? You love look-ahead spots. Good old Houston Cougars on deck in the championship game.
So not only – so first off, let me start by saying ECU plus 14.5 PP. Okay? PP, love this game. Here's why. Cincinnati's coming off their big game versus SMU. Who do we have last week, Joe? We had Cincinnati in the spot. Everyone thought SMU was, you know, whatever. It was very clear to me that Cincinnati was game planning for SMU the past couple weeks. The 48-14 scoreline, not actually realistic, does not show how non-competitive that game was, okay? That game was 48-0? And then, you know, SMU scored some late touchdowns there, whatever it was. The game was not close. I mean, yeah, 48-0 before SMU scored a point, okay? It wasn't close. Those two touchdowns at the end do not actually signify how unclose that game that was. Now, here is a massive letdown spot for Cincinnati. First off, they've already claimed their share of the conference, okay? So they're in. Houston's in. That's the American Championship. East Carolina is very underrated by teams. 5-2 in the conference this year. They're going on the road after a big-ass win versus SMU, already looking ahead to Houston. And East Carolina, coming off two road games where they barely won, clearly looking ahead to Cincinnati, want to show good performance. They get a better bowl. They're 5-2 in the conference. This could be 8 wins for East Carolina. That's a big thing for Mike Houston. I mean, again, I don't want to over-exaggerate, but 8 wins for Mike Houston, that's a good performance for East Carolina, who, you know, a lot of people did not think they were going to be good this year coming in. To me, this is a no-brainer. This is ECU plus 14.5. I don't think they win, but man, this one is going to be I'm telling you right now, Joe, this is going to be a nail biter. This is going to be, I think this is going to be a one score game.
If Cincinnati blows them out, I will tip my cap to them and I'll say they belong in the playoff.
Me too.
And you know what, Dan? I think I want to see Cincinnati over Notre Dame. Right?
Look, if Cincinnati beats ECU by a point and it beats Houston, I don't care what they did against Tulane, Tulsa, ECU. They won. They played Notre Dame. They beat them. They own the head-to-head tiebreaker. It's not competitive. Cincinnati beats ECU and they beat Houston. They should be in. They'll be 13-0. They'll be the only 13-0 team in the country outside of Georgia, most likely. They should be in the top four. I don't give a fuck. Whether you like, what do you say? Oh, they didn't play a tough schedule. I don't give a fuck. It's not who has played the toughest schedule. It's who's the most deserving. At 13-0, you're the most fucking deserving. Power five, group of five, my ass five, it doesn't fucking matter. They deserve to be in, okay? And I'm not a Cincinnati fan. I'm an Ohio State fan. If Ohio State loses this week, I'm advocating for Cincinnati over Ohio State. I'm an Ohio State fan. I want Ohio State to get in and kick the shit out of everyone. But if Cincinnati wins and Ohio State loses, I'm advocating for the Bearcats over Ohio State. They should be in. Yeah. I'm advocating for Cincinnati over Notre Dame. They fucking beat that team by double digits on the road. Notre Dame is not nearly as good as Cincinnati. The end.
And just to throw this in here too, a year ago I loved Coastal. I thought some shit could happen where if they could hang on. Was it BYU or Coastal that I was thinking about? Now that I'm thinking about it,
BYU.
Sorry, they lost to Coastal.
Yep.
I thought if some shit happened, like, you know, if some shit happened, maybe BYU somehow, like, the fifth seed, you know what I mean?
Yep.
And I don't know, just like something crazy, you know, COVID year shit, you know? So, but Cincinnati, and I know people, we'll move on, but Cincinnati, this has been the year for them. This has been the, do your job, do your shit. You're going to be a probably top five team if all these other teams fall off. And quite frankly, right now they're there. They need to win this week. I think it's going to be a huge look at. I think if Houston's going to be tough, Dan. They're going to be tough.
I do Houston is a good team. Like, how many good teams do you want Cincinnati to beat? They beat Notre Dame. They beat SMU. They're going to beat ECU, who, by the way, I think is better than a whole lot of those Power Five teams. I make ECU probably wins 7-8 games in the ACC.
Is there that fucking, you know, I'd love to actually watch Cincinnati, Ohio State. I've seen it before, so I don't know.
Listen, it would be – Ohio State offensively is probably too much for that. But the fact is, this is not who's the best matchup. We're not playing that game. It's who deserves to get in. In the NBA playoffs, you could argue that there's a lot of teams that don't deserve to get in, but they do because of their fucking record. It's the same thing in every sport. It's not who we want or who we think. It's who the fuck deserves it based upon record. That is the goddamn sport. That's what sports is after. Not who we think the best team is. It is based upon the fucking record and what they have done. Cincinnati beat Notre Dame by 11 on the road in a non-competitive game. Game was not competitive. They kicked the shit out of that team. They only could play who's on their schedule. They were on the road back-to-back weeks, Indiana, Notre Dame, a Power Five, and basically a Power Five, and they fucking demolished both those teams, both of them by double digits. What else do you want? What more do you want? They could only play who's in front of them. They played everyone. They played them well. If they beat ECU and Houston and they don't get in, the committee's a fucking piece of shit, and we should scrap college football. We should just scrap it. It's just stupid.
All right, Dan, there are a fucking million games this week. So we discuss every college football game, but let's do it. Let's work smarter, not harder. Utah off a fucking win that I was wrong about. I was wrong. Utah at home. Why fuck around anymore? They're 23.5 against Colorado. This is the time of year where I always fade Colorado. But is a letdown spot with 23, 24 points here for Utah?
Coming off that game, I think you have to probably consider it a letdown spot. Yeah. Look, Buffalo beat Washington, though. Not comparatively, but, like, you know, still a good win for a Colorado team who has not been great this year. This is a pass for me. Like, I can see Utah still get, you know, kicking the shit out of them. Look, Utah's already won the Pac-12 South. They're in it. So it's hard for me to, you know, kind of find the motivation for the Utes, but, you know, they're trying to make a good bowl here. So, you know, guess what they, you know, that's what they want to do.
Dan, you'd have to pay me to bet on this game. Iowa State versus TCU. Iowa State is 15-point favorites at home. TCU needs the win to go bowling. What a shit job this year by Iowa State.
Yeah, really, really disappointing from Matt Campbell's group this year. I mean, again, shouldn't really be surprised that coming off last year, but, like, it's, you know, the final 2 weeks, especially because they were 6-3, like, again, like, you know, 6-3 heading into your final three games, you lose back-to-back road games at Texas Tech and Oklahoma. Like, look, you know that was going to happen. Power Five teams do not win on the road in back-to-back situations. Definitely usually don't win both of them if they win one. it's a tough situation, Joe. It is. Look, Matt Campbell did a really good coaching job. You have a down year this year. It is what it is. Look, TCU. I don't know. I don't know what to think about TCU here. I thought coming off the Oklahoma State loss, they'd be ready for that, for the Kansas game, but they no-showed that. It's a pass for me in this game, Joe. I really don't know what to make of TCU right now. They're a tough team to get a read on for me, so I'm going to pass on them.
North Carolina's 0-3 on the road this year. They go to South Carolina. It's opened at 7, NC State now -6. Did you know that Sam Howell has not lost to NC State and that UNC is 4-0 against the spread and 4-0, I believe, at NC State their last four as a team? But NC State 6-0 at home this year, 8-3, ranked 20th. I kind of like North Carolina here. I think they got something to, when they have something to play for, I think they're a good team.
Me too. Here's my question. What exactly do they have to play for?
I don't know. Howell could fucking, I don't know. It could be his last game, right?
I have not seen anything, and I'll quickly look to see, but I've not seen anything that he's playing.
Okay, well, then he's smart. He shouldn't.
He said, we don't know. I mean, we don't know if he's playing or not.
It could be his last game is all I'm saying. And if he doesn't play, I think he's still going to be a top 10 quarterback.
Yeah, I mean, he says he's getting better and whatever. We'll find out. Look, I don't think Sam
Howell. If he doesn't play, do you even back him?
What do you mean, do I back him?
Like, would you, if he doesn't play, would you go NC State all the way? How?
I mean, yeah, of course. But, I mean, look, the NC State, like, the season's over for them. Like, I hate to be kind of a dick, but, like, it's
over. They can't play in the ACC championship game?
No. So, Clemson is ahead of them, and Wake Forest is ahead of them. They have the tiebreaker versus Wake, but not against Clemson. So, because they played one less ACC game, they're 5-2 in the conference right now. They actually do not.
So wow.
That is the case there. Now, Clemson, again, plays South Carolina this week. So they're not playing a conference game. Wake Forest plays BC. So it does get a little bit complicated. But the likelihood of NC State getting in, I think it would have to be a three-way tie, which would mean Wake would have to lose to BC. And then so Clemson would own the tiebreaker over Wake. Wake owns the tiebreaker over NC State. NC State owns the tiebreaker over Clemson. So it's very confusing. Sorry. Yeah, over Clemson. That's correct. Yeah. So like that is the very confusing. But I do not think that they can. I mean, they could, I think, but I don't think they're going to. So, yes, must win spot for them. They're not getting it. So I'm going to put it nicely. Unless Wake Forest absolutely fucks everything up against BC this week, they're not getting it. I don't think it's happening, to put it nicely.
Washington State goes to Washington. Washington fires their coach. That's a good thing. Wazoo's been decent. 1-point doggies at home, Washington. And I want to look what the past meetings have been. Oh, shit. Washington State's lost the last 6 meetings, dude.
Yeah, so this number is going to grow. So I'm just telling you right now, this number is going to suck. But give me Washington plus 1.5. Let's also not forget what happened with Washington State earlier this year when they lost their coach. They got a nice bump. Going to be similar thing here. Now, look, Washington State has been good. They played a very tough schedule. They have been very good. Washington last week on the road to Colorado just was a letdown game after blowing that Arizona State game. Just a big bad. You blow that game. It's gross. I think they rebound this week with a win against Washington State. I like them this week. I think they end the year on a high note. And then, you know, we'll see what happens from there. But I do think, that Washington finds a way to win.
Okay. Saturday, noon. How you want to do this, Dan? Should we save a couple of the big games? What do you want to do?
Okay, so here's my suggestion. By the way, do we have Tulane and Memphis Friday night? That game get canceled? What's the deal with the Tulane
game? I don't see it right now.
Interesting. I don't see it listed either. Let me see. Because I believe this was the rescheduled game, Tulane Memphis 7:30 Saturday. This is Saturday, excuse me. I apologize. For whatever reason, I have it listed as Friday. I apologize. Yep, go ahead.
Florida State at Florida. Florida off a loss. Fired their coach.
Florida State off a win.
Off a win.
We talked about that BC game last week. Trappy.
Fucking game.
Don't bet BC.
So, dude, I'm not going to lie to you. I think Florida is going to fucking manhandle Florida State. But, like, I don't know. Is this thing, something different there? Since they've made the switch to that kid, man, something's different. I think Florida should fucking roll Florida State.
This is the bump game, right? I think you're gonna bump here, and whatever. I agree with you, Joe. I think this is the bump game where you are more talented. You need to end the season on a high note. I fully agree. Florida State back to back roadies versus Power Five teams. You know where I'm going. Give me Florida minus 2.5.
Yeah, I agree with that. All right. Georgia Tech, you know I don't fuck with bees. So bees. Georgia should, again, that defensive player, what the fuck's his name, 99? He should be a Heisman Trophy candidate. Is he? Anyways, Georgia, any different, any, no? Any?
They have Alabama on deck.
Oh, so 35?
So, to me, this is a look-ahead spot on the road to Bama. They're already getting ready for the ACC championship. I'm not betting it. Georgia Tech is real bad. I mean, they got lit up 55-0 by Notre Dame last week. By the way, just to give you a heads up, Joe, Northern Illinois announced as the starter for Northern Illinois. Ethan Hampton announced as the starter. Rocky Lombardi out of the game.
Motherfuckers.
I told you I heard that. So that was that was my concern with Northern Illinois tonight. Georgia Tech, yeah, look, they just got their shit pushed in by Notre Dame 55-0. So you're not going to see me back them. This is a pass. I'm not backing Georgia in this spot either. Like, it wouldn't surprise me if Georgia's up like 37-0 or whatever, and Georgia Tech gets like a touchdown at the end of the game to cover like that. That's kind of shenanigans I can see happening in this one. It's a pass.
Ohio State and Michigan. We'll get into on our Saturday show, Dan. But for the listener out there, open 7.5, now 8.5. 8.5 home dogs is Michigan, who is 10-1 on the season. Of course, 10-1 Ohio State. The total is 64.5. And obviously whoever wins this game will be in the driver's seat, if not already in the driver's seat if they win again. So we'll break that one down on Saturday. So that one should be a doozy. And
whoever wins this game is into the Big Ten championship, Joe. So Michigan, whoever wins this game into the Big Ten championship, no matter what. And then Iowa, Wisconsin matters in the West. Wisconsin currently has the tiebreaker there.
Oh, what a win. No. Sorry. Iowa.
So anyway, we will discuss Ohio State.
Makes that Iowa game more important now, doesn't it?
It does. Joe, how about this? We want to talk about the big game on the podcast. We also want to save it for the show. How about this? I'm an Ohio State fan. Why don't you talk about the Ohio State Michigan game? Your thoughts. I'll save my thoughts to Saturday. So at least people can get at least one side of the spectrum for this.
What the fuck is Michigan going to do to keep up with the scoring of Ohio State? What are they going to fucking do? What are they going to do? That's a legit question to the world. Because right now, I don't want to play Ohio State. Nobody wants to play Ohio State. So, like, is there anything about Michigan that anyone actually likes besides the fact that I thought the quarterback was a little bit better this year?
He was significantly better. They found a quarterback, man. I mean, he is significantly better than what they have had in the past. McNamara is good.
All right, fine.
Is that fair?
He's fine. Shea Patterson, whoever else they want to throw in the fucking mix, they've gone through them all. It's just, I don't know. I think Michigan is better this year. I liked what their defense has been. There's a lot of things that the Big House, is that going to have an effect on the young quarterback? I don't know. Is there something you can lean on that says this is what Michigan can do against Ohio State? I just don't think so. I will say this though, Michigan can get at the quarterback, right? Like if they got a couple of kids, Hutchinson, that kid can play on defense. Like, I don't know. The more I look at it, like, if they can get a pass rush on CJ Stroud, that could make things a little bit different in the game. But, dude, the more I look at it, like, the Ohio State is a buzzsaw. I want nothing to do with them at this point. Maybe Michigan can put up some points early on to keep it close. What's the total?
Total on this one, Joe, 64.5.
No. Ohio State drops 40 on them, dude.
Okay.
42-21, maybe.
Okay. I will discuss my point of view. We will definitely discuss this game Saturday on the show. Joe, do you have any plays on this? We'll save for Saturday. That's fine. We can save for Saturday.
Yeah.
I will have a play on this game.
Houston plays Connecticut. Houston just needs to win. UConn.
They don't even need a win.
They don't.
Not a non-conference game here.
They're going to beat Utah. I mean, they're going to beat UConn by 40 plus still.
I do not think so.
You
said the same thing about last week with UMass and Army. How'd that go?
That's right.
It's the same situation. Houston is looking ahead to Cincinnati. Would you bet Houston looking ahead to Cincy here?
So I took Houston last week and they ended up covering, luckily. And I thought that was going to happen a week ago. And then, I don't know, Dan, UConn. I don't know. Maybe Houston sends their JV team.
I think that you might see some starters out. I think you'll probably see some backups play. This number probably gets bigger or it gets way smaller depending on what happens. I'm probably not going to play anything here.
Is the new coach there, Mora, going to be there?
I don't know. I assume that he's getting things ready, but I'm not sure he's taking over the team.
I wonder if he's there.
I don't know how well that would be received, to be honest with you. This is in Connecticut. It's in Storrs, Connecticut. Okay, so, you know, I'm still going to say it's I wouldn't play Houston this week. I wouldn't. I think this number gets bigger. Actually, I apologize. This is in East Hartford. This is not even Storrs. This is in Pratt & Whitney Stadium in East Hartford. By the way, that place is gross. I've been there. It's fucking gross. I've been there multiple times.
Hartford's not the greatest.
You think?
I've been to the Civic Center many of a time. When I'm driving home from Foxwoods, I go to that McDonald's, and it's – anyways. Wake Forest at Boston College. 4.5 home doggies, BC. So here's what I know. I know Wake Forest defense is not good. I know that their offense is very good. So I'm going to go over 64.
Are you PP in that?
PP.
All right. There we go. Joey Murr action for.
Well, it's just what's BC gonna slow him down?
I mean, look, Wake did, or sorry, Clemson did.
No. All I'm trying to say is you got to score. You got to score to beat, like, to give Wake a problem. You know what I mean? Like, Wake Forest, they'll score a point, but if you match it, it's like, oh fuck, here we go. Like, and then that's when they slow down. You know. When they start to slow.
They got the shit kicked out of them last week. Game was not competitive.
They had no shot. Playing at that place is just, you know.
Well, they're on back-to-back roadies here, Joe. So one World Week, now another one. BC coming off a clear look ahead, which I told you last week. Don't bet BC. Stay away from the fucking game. Everyone bet BC. A clear look ahead. Now they got Wake here. I don't know, Joe. I like BC. I like BC. I'm not saying they're going to win. I'm not telling you that they're going to win. I just think they cover the number. I'm nothing on the total. On the total. To me, it's you could see an offensive shootout. You could see a defensive matchup.
All right. This is a fucking game for the marbles right here. Liberty Army. Holy fuck. So Liberty's 3.5.
Yep.
You know what's funny, man? We must be the first people talking to the games this week because it's Tuesday. There's like nothing out there on anything for like the games.
Yeah, there's not a lot of injury stuff.
Off what we've been watching. You know what I mean?
Yep. Not a lot of injury stuff.
So like, I don't know. In your opinion, who's the better team? Is it Liberty? Or is it Army's, like, run game the best in the country? Like,
so, I mean, consistently, Army has been the better team this year. They had one really rough stretch at Ball State. That game still doesn't make much sense to me, but it happens on the road at Wisconsin. A loss to Wake Forest. I think you can understand the road loss at Wisconsin. You can understand the loss to Wake Forest. They gave up 70 points defensively. The Ball State game doesn't really make much sense, but it happens. Everyone gets one really bad game. They've been the more consistent team. They beat Air Force. They have a good win versus Georgia State. That win continues to look better and better. They have a win over Western Kentucky. Liberty has been up, down, all around. I mean, really, they start the season well. They lose at Syracuse. Weird. They beat UAB the next week on the road, and then they beat, you know, Mid-Tennessee, and then they get the shit kicked out of the bite. I guess not shit kicked out, but they lose to Louisiana Monroe. Like, it's just been all over the place. They have a good performance against Ole Miss. They lose 27-14. That scoreline's not indicative of that game. I watched a lot of that game. Then last week, they just get run over by Lafayette. Non-competitive game. I like Liberty last week. Didn't bet it, but non-competitive game. Liberty was never in that game. So I don't know what to make of this Liberty team. I want to take them 3.5 this week. I think that's the right side. But I don't know, Joe. This is a pass for me. But I lean Liberty. The number says Liberty to me. The number says take Liberty. I'm sure the whole world's going to be on Army. And Army has a look ahead next week. I mean, they got Army-Navy next week. Big game for that's a big game for a lot of people. Big game. So, yeah, pass for me. But I definitely like Liberty. Army on the road this season, not the same team. Remember, they beat Georgia State early on, but lost to Ball State, lost to Wisconsin. I like Liberty. It may end up adding that one, but I'm a little bit of a biatch right now. So,
all right, let's try to breeze through these Saturday nooners. Okay. Miami of Ohio, Kent State, a MAC game. Give me Dustin Crum and Kent State to win the game. 6-5, 4-0 at home. PP, Kent State over Miami of Ohio.
I like that side, Joe. I agree with that side. I think Miami, Ohio, yeah. Last 2 weeks, getting a little inflated due to their opponents. I think Kent State has been the better team all season, especially at home. And I think they will continue to be that team, good, really, really good home team when they actually play at home, which is so very rare this season.
Staying with the MAC, Toledo's at home against Akron. So Toledo's already bowl eligible. They've had their good game against Notre Dame this year, and they've actually have been fucking disappointing. They're 28.5 point favorites against Akron. they should beat up on Akron, but it's late in the year, nothing to play for. I'm not betting it, but give me the Akron with the 28.5 points.
You be betting it?
Okay. I'm gonna root for Akron in that one.
Yeah, I mean, surprisingly enough, Akron's actually been a better road team than they have been home team, as you can see by their no-show last week to 38-0 to Kent. I agree. Toledo, hey, the season's over. Not a great season, but, I mean, you know, they'll win the game. They'll finish 7-5. Not a great record. But, yeah, I think Akron is, you know, it's disappointing. It's disappointing for Toledo how they finish, you know, how they finished the year. I think Akron covers. I agree. They've been better on the road this year, which makes absolutely no sense.
All right, Dan. Between Maryland and Rutgers, both teams are 5-6. If you were to put your money on one of them to go to a bowl, which one would it be?
Oh, God. Well, after last week, I want to fucking say Rutgers. Maryland no-showed in maybe the easiest spot all season, but you know, so did Rutgers no-showed last week. I'm gonna say Rutgers. Okay, they went over the 4.5 win total for us. They're still building the program. They started off the season really well. They found ways to win at Illinois and Indiana. They just haven't played many home games this year. And every single time they play home, it's Ohio State, Michigan State. They can't catch a break. This is an opponent who's, you know, probably even close to even on the playing field. I actually probably think Rutgers should probably be a one-ish point favorite. Not a major swing. It's a pass for me.
Navy Temple. Maybe the line's a little high for me, but Temple's getting 12.5 at home. Navy's, I know it's been disappointing at 2-8. I think they've hung in there. They've won some games they should. The fact that it's the line so high makes me think they're going to, like, blow them out here. Any shot at Temple with the points at home?
I don't really like a side in this one. I kind of lean the under. I think this is going to be a slow-paced game. Hey, these two teams, I mean, again, Temple's defense has been just so bad. They haven't allowed under 40 – or what is it? Under 34 points – since they played Wagner, sorry, under 31 points since they played Wagner early in the season. But I don't think they played an opponent who's just as shit as Navy is. I'd make South Florida probably a favorite over Navy. So I just think that this is going to be a game where you're going to see two really, really bad teams play each other. Navy has Army Navy next week. So this is a look ahead spot for Navy. I certainly wouldn't back them with the 12.5. No siree. It's passed for me. Lean under.
If Baylor is on the road this week again, I'd look to fade them here. But they get Texas Tech. Now Baylor's at home against Texas Tech as 14-point favorites. They just need to win. Big 12 championship game. Here they come. But right now, man, I think they're fucking balling. I would go Baylor minus 14 at home here.
Look, Baylor needs Oklahoma or Oklahoma State to lose. It's as simple as that. They play each other. They're in the Big 12 championship, assuming that, you know, that Oklahoma wins this game. They are in the Big 12 championship. So, you know, you just have to – Baylor, you're just trying to win. And then you're hoping that Oklahoma finds a way to beat Oklahoma State. I mean, really, that's the crux of it. You have a backup quarterback in. It's hard for me to back Texas Tech right now, but it's probably the right side. Probably. It's passed for me.
Miami at Duke. The only thing I liked about Duke last week is it helped that Louisville game get over the total, which I didn't think had a chance when we were at our fucking our event there. Yep. So that's the only thing with Duke that I – so maybe I'd go Duke 21.5 here off, you know, scoring some points late. And then, you know, Miami with whatever they're doing this year. They're bowl eligible now, Miami. So I – shit game, but maybe Duke at home, even though I think they suck.
Lean over. I lean over on the game. Duke probably gives up 40 or 50, probably scores 21-ish. Go over.
these next stretch of games, I know people probably love to bet, but like I roll my eyes. Rice, Louisiana Tech, 3-8 teams with Rice getting 3.5 at home.
So, yeah, it's a big one for our win total. We need over 4 with La Tech, though. And after losing to Southern Miss last week, I think we had a chance for a win. Now we have a chance for a push. Really, really just a gross, embarrassing loss. At Rice, look, Rice has been bad, dude. They have been, but they've been playing better. They really have. Last couple wins, lost by 6, lost by 7, lost by 21, lost by 10. They have been better. The quality of opponents gotten better. I lean Rice pass them again.
UTSA undefeated, 5-0 on the road, going to North Texas, getting 10.5. Anything here that makes you not think UTSA?
No, I'll tell you this though: the whole world is probably going to be on UTSA. I'm going to pass for right now, but I kind of lean North Texas, but it's early in the week. What I'm looking at, no play for me.
Fucking Charlotte and Old Dominion are actually playing each other. That's like an insult to my integrity. These two shitty ass fucking teams are playing against each other. Well, anyways, Dan, the team that's named the 49ers, they're 4-1 against the spread the last 5 meetings. That would be Charlotte. Any ODU love here? Getting 10.
Even though ODU's laying 9.5. Yeah, pretty crazy. Turnaround for ODU, right? They start the year 1-6. Their one win against Hampton, and then they rip off 4 straight wins. La Tech, FIU, FAU, and at Mid-Tennessee State. Old Dominion's playing well. I think that they continue playing well. I think they'd probably lay the 9.5 10 here with Old Dominion. They want to go bowling. This is their chance. They haven't been to a bowl in years.
All right. Texas State, Arkansas State, woof. Arky at home, though, seemed like a good little play there.
I like Arkansas State last week. Didn't end up playing it. Look, Texas State's coming off the cover at Coastal Carolina. Back-to-back road games. This is a letdown spot for them. I like Arkansas State here. Not a play, but I like Arkansas State.
Troy, Georgia State. Georgia State, huh, kid? Coming along here. The way they've been playing. Oh, but you're a Troy guy. Troy needs this win to go bowling.
Yeah, but Georgia State, I believe. No, I lied. For whatever reason, I thought they beat App State. They did not. They lost App State. So yeah, the east side of the conference has already been decided, unfortunately. Georgia State also beat Coastal Carolina, which probably wrapped up Coastal Carolina's chance in the east side of the conference. Look, Troy's coming off Lafayette and App State back-to-back weeks. Now they're on the road to Georgia State. This is a pass. I lean Troy, but I don't like it, dude. Pass.
App State's 24.5 point favorites at home against Georgia Southern here. Home team 5-2 the last 7 games against the spread. That's all I got for a trend.
Yeah, it is kind of a look ahead for App State. They're going to be on the road against Lafayette next week in the Sun Belt Championship game. I lean Georgia Southern, especially getting over that 24 number. I lean that side, but this is going to be a pass.
Southern Miss off a win.
Yeah.
Against FIU.
Biggest disappointment of the season, bar none. There's nothing that's close to it. Should have beat Texas State. Should have beat Central Michigan. Should have beat, probably Charlotte. I mean, they had so many chances to win. They just didn't bother showing up at all this year. Look, they basically quit. Their coach is out. The team has basically quit. I never want to lay points to Southern Miss, but I don't know how you can't in this situation. It's Southern Miss or nothing in the spot.
UMass, New Mexico State. All right, I got to know, what were the win totals again? the beginning of the year win total?
UMass was 1.5. New Mexico State was 2.5.
We got to go UMass here.
I tend to agree.
I feel like they put up some points last week. Mr. Blitz is now in your veins, which is another discussion for another day. But they got the guy they wanted. So, like, all right, you get the guy you wanted. Now go find a fucking young guy that can fucking coach, too. New Mexico State is 6-4 against the spread this season. And their one win is at home. I just don't love UMass going to New Mexico here.
I get it, and I do. And it's a back-to-back road and whatever, yada, yada, and like it is. But, like, if you're asking me who is the better team, who is the better team, just being completely honest, it's UMass. Like, New Mexico State's one victory this year was against South Carolina State, who is a bad FCS team. Just to show you how bad FCS team they are. I'm trying to see if I can pull up their record here. Okay. They are 0-1, 0-2, 0-3, 1-3, 1-4, 2-4, 3-4, 4-4, 5-4, 5-5, 6-5. So they are a middling FCS team, 6-5. They barely beat them at home. UMass, if you're going to take UMass, take the money line. Take the money line. They will find a way to find a way to win this game for Don Brown, and I think they win two games. I know they lost to Maine. I know they lost to Rhode Island. Honestly, I'm just going to be honest with you. Both those teams are way better than South Carolina State. Like, they just are. Like, Maine is actually a legitimate FCS team. URI is a decent FCS team. They are way better than South Carolina State, in my opinion. It's not close. So, yeah, I like UMass. I think UMass on the road, I kind of like the money line. I'm debating about it. I'm debating it. I'm not going to PP it because, like, I don't want people to really lose their money and follow it. But, like, if you're asking me who I'm playing, I'm probably playing UMass money line on Saturday.
You know what? I'm going to wait with you, Dan. I'm going to wait with you.
Okay.
I'm going to wait on that one. So, let's talk this one out. Families have been talking. It's the holidays.
Oh boy!
And it's Hawaii going to Wyoming.
Oh, this must be a hard one for you, Joe, because you're a big fan of the Wyoming Cowboys football.
I think their running game is very good. Wyoming is 6-5. They're already in a bowl, man. They just beat Utah State, right?
Yep.
They got their quarterback, all that stuff. So I'm curious if we can get a letdown spot at all here. The problem for me is Hawaii has not covered in 7 of the last 8 away from home.
Yeah, they are a rough roadside. Put it like this. Hawaii lost to UNLV by 2 touchdowns on the road. They're just a bad, bad road team. You can't back them, and they're coming off a big win versus Colorado State. I know Wyoming's going to be the public side. I get it. But, like, look, it's Wyoming or nothing. Even coming off the Utah State win, it's Wyoming or nothing. You can't get
so I think the better look is the total, which is 48. And you know what? Give me the over, 48, baby. Same thing.
I like the over, too. That would be the way that
I think it's going to be like a close game in Wyoming pulls away. And but Hawaii, do they have any more games? Because they need to be bowl eligible.
No, this is it. This is the last game.
Oh, they need it, Dan. They need it. The Hawaii bowl is in effect. The Hawaii bowl is in jeopardy right now.
I know. Jeopardy Joe Murray needs the Hawaii Bowl again.
I need a Christmas Eve Hawaii bet. I need it. All right. Penn State, Michigan State. James Franklin just gets fucking paid, while Mel Tucker just got fucking paid. Right? I mean, look. You want to talk about a guy who got paid. Michigan State's getting one at home. I wonder if Penn State's defense is better. I think it is. But if we're talking running game, like, I think Michigan State, oh, geez, dude. I don't know, man. This is a tough one. It's essentially a pick 'em. Whatever side you want to go on it, that's what it is. I will tell you, though, the over is 8-3, the last 11 between the two teams. And it's at Michigan State, it's 4-1. The last five is the over. So if you're just looking at a total, the over has been successful in this matchup. 52 is the number right now.
This is a strict pass for me because I don't know what to expect from Michigan State coming off that just dick kicking that they got last week. 56-7. The game wasn't actually that close either. I have no idea what to think. This is a straight up pass for me. But Joe, this is an unranked team laying points on the road against a ranked team. So we just talked about it. I hadn't seen a lot.
I see 23 Penn State though. No,
Penn State is unranked.
Okay, I see 7 Michigan State, 23 Penn State. No?
I do not see 23 Penn State. I will look again. Penn State, unranked. Penn State is receiving votes in both the AP Top 25.
Maybe on the
neither team. Well, what the hell is that? Penn State has not received a ranking. So this is a unranked team.
Yeah, there you
go. The road laying points, Joe.
Shit.
Are you gonna PP Penn State here?
No.
Oh, okay. All right.
Nope. Interesting. And here I'm doing it in Boise, but I'm not doing it here. I'm not gonna do it here. I don't know. Penn State this year for me is No. But hey, for those who are want to ride the trend, Penn State's your pick. But wait, isn't? Oh yeah, right. Ranked dog. Yep. Okay. Yep. Illinois, Dan. You in against Northwestern?
What do you think, Joe? What do you think?
Fuck Illinois.
Fuck Illinois. Yeah, no. I really don't know what to make of them this week. They have been – listen, they were better on that two-game road trip than I thought they would be. They pulled out a win versus Minnesota. I was surprised. Not pleasantly, but just surprised. And, look, this is an Illini team that has been up and down all season. Brett Bielema has them playing better. He has them playing Illinois football, which, you know, I don't really know what the fuck that is, but yeah, it's something.
You know what, Dan? I think it's a good place to be right now. I really do. And
I do too. The
basketball team's well, like, they're competitive. They're going to help with recruiting. It's going to be a destination, I think. Him with his, you know, look at all the guys he sent to the NFL as defensive players in particular. Illinois is going to be an up and coming team.
Yeah, I mean, they really are. And look, he has the program pointed in the right direction. Like, there's no argument to make there. The program is going in the right direction. So, you know, I've been listening. They fucking suck, but they're better. They don't fucking suck quite as much. They're better. So good for them. I'm passing on Illinois.
Yeah, I just feel like Northwestern though. Oof, not getting a lot of respect here.
I mean, dude, they're really bad.
Not good. All right, so with Oregon, here's my thing. There are teams that I fade. They were one of them. Early in the year, they had a hiccup, and I was like, fuck them. That UCLA game, I had UCLA, and I saw something out of Oregon. And I went, fuck. And then they started rolling, man. They started rolling and rolling and rolling, and I was on the train. So when I saw Oregon, Utah -3, I go, no, not falling for it. When I know Utah is the top, they kick their ass. So now how do they bounce back? They're 6-0 at home, but Oregon State, dude, is a not of now they struggle on the road a little bit. They're 1-4 this year. Oregon State's a pain in the fucking thorn. I actually like Oregon State. I thought this would be the week that they would struggle. Beavers are 5-1-1 the last 7 meetings in Oregon. Between the two teams, though, over has been the play, dude. Even going back 14 of 19 meetings, and of the last 9, over 8-1. But the Beavers have played very well in the last 15 meetings. 11-3-1. That's for the road team, I guess, in this spot. But I would have liked Oregon State in this spot. So I want to be consistent, even though I think Oregon, I don't know. If it's not 7, I think they win the game. But Oregon State keeps it close.
PP Oregon minus 7.
Oregon
minus 7. Here's why. Look, first off, that game last week was not competitive, right? They went into that game. It was not competitive. They got the shit kicked out of them. This is a must-win game for Oregon. Here's why. They actually, if they lose to Oregon State, it will be a 3-way tiebreaker. Oregon State will beat Oregon. Oregon will beat Washington State, and Washington State will beat Oregon State. In that case, it will go by, I don't know exactly what it goes by, but it's just Oregon needs to bounce back with a win, okay? They have not locked it up. They're still the number 3 ranked team in the country. You know, despite last week, I think that will change. I believe that will probably fall to 5 or 6 or whatever. But they'll still technically have a chance to get in. They beat Oregon State. They win the Pac-12 championship. They'll have a chance. It's a pass for me, but I like Oregon in the spot. I think they do bounce back. And let's also not forget Oregon State on the road this year. Not a good football team. They beat USC, lost to Wazoo, lost to Cal, lost to Colorado. Not a great track record for the Oregon State Beavers on the road this year. Passing on them. Oh, and they lost to Purdue to open the season. So 1-5. Yikes. 1-4, excuse me. 1-4.
Alabama, Auburn. It's the Iron Bowl. So give me Auburn plus 19.5. And if it gets to 20, I'll go up higher. It's the Iron Bowl.
Yeah. So I fully agree with you. I'm not going to double PP it right now, but probably a good chance I end up adding this one on Saturday. Look, Alabama just needs to win. Hey, just win. That's all you got to do. Wait, you've already wrapped up the SEC West. All you need to do is just keep winning, win this week. But it's a look ahead to Georgia, Joe. This is a look ahead on the road to Georgia. That's what it is, coming off the Arkansas win, where they're just trying to get wins now. There's no style points for Alabama. They're the number 2 team in the country. They're looking ahead to Georgia already. No style points. Winning, you're in. I wouldn't be shocked if this is a 1-score game. It's very similar. I told you last week I thought it'd be, you know, within that 10 to 15 point range with Arkansas. It has ended up less. It was 7. I think we're going to be in that 10 to 15 point range with Auburn again.
Auburn, Bo Nix just plays better at home. And the defense plays better at home.
Well, Bo Nix is not playing, so.
He's not going to play, huh? Is he out? He broke his. He's done?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know he was done.
I would assume that he's done. I don't know, but I would.
Oh, fuck.
I'm pretty sure he broke his ankle, dude. I mean, I don't think you're coming back off a broken ankle in a week.
I guess Bo Nix, huh? That motherfucker. Them firing the coach, did it really do anything? Oh, wow. Bo Nix is already fucking talking about the refs and shit this week. Oh, jeez. And Paul Feinbaum even fucking throw Bo Nix under the bus this week. Yeah, he's not going to be there. He gave a big thing. He had surgery. He's done.
That's what I was saying. I don't know what you're talking about. But I like Auburn regardless. I mean, they're not going to be a high-flying offensive power team. And I know they struggled last week. offensively. But this is Bama looking ahead. I still think Finley can get the job done. It's your boy TJ Finley from LSU. Okay, so he knows the LSU football team.
No, that guy. I can't get rid of these guys. All right, so Marshall, Western Kentucky. If I had to put my money on it, I like Marshall's defense and Marshall at home. Now, I am being a little ignorant that I haven't looked into the game that much, but I do know that Western Kentucky has been 7-3 against the spread this year and that they're an offensive-minded team, right? If I had to, give me Marshall at home as a one-point favorite with their defense. I am ignorant, Dan. I think Western Kentucky's been hot lately, right?
Yeah, they've won 5 of their last 6.
Yeah,
their only loss was home versus UAB. Western Kentucky's won, 6 of their, 6 of their last 7. Their last loss was to UTSA. They lost by 6 at home. They lost at Michigan State. They lost Indiana Army. I mean, their 4 losses this year are incredibly good. Indiana probably looks less good, but Army, Michigan State by 17, UTSA by 6. Look, I really like this Western Kentucky team, but let's look at their schedule. ODU, FIU, Charlotte, Mid-Tennessee State, Rice, and Florida Atlantic, who has not been the same. At least Marshall's played quality opponents in there. UAB, they lost. but they at least have, you know, in my opinion, Marshall's the side. Like, it's got to be Marshall at home. And by the way, this game is for the Conference USA East for a chance to take on UTSA. I'm passing by Lane Marshall.
Indiana-Purdue. I thought the line would be closer. It's Purdue 15. Yikes. We all know about Indiana and their season right now. I got nothing on that one, Dan.
Yeah, it's a pass for me as well. You don't know what Indiana Hoosier team you're going to get week to week. Pass.
Vanderbilt, Tennessee. Fuck, Tennessee's bowl eligible. They're 31-point favorites. I would never touch that. Never.
Yeah, I mean, back-to-back road games for Vanderbilt here. Tennessee coming off a massive victory. It's a pass. No real side on it. Pass.
Someone goes, did Joe really say I got a taste of the ball last night? College ball is what I said, but whatever. It's funny. Virginia Tech at Virginia. Shit. I like Virginia. VTech needs the win to be bowl eligible. It's the ACC, so anything can happen here. UVA, man, the way that they lost that BYU game, I just have a bad taste in my mouth about them. I don't know. Any thoughts?
Yeah, back-to-back road games for Virginia Tech. The points are a lot. This was under 7. I'd probably consider it, but I definitely lean Virginia here. This Virginia Tech team's not good. I watched them against BC. Like, they're just not a good team. Virginia's had a really, really tough past 3 games. It is a really good spot for Virginia. I like this one. I'm passing.
Tulsa, SMU. SMU's 5-0 at home. Like, I know Tulsa needs this win to be bowl eligible as well. SMU off that loss last week too against Cincinnati. Was that last week? Yeah. 6.5 though, huh? Just kind of interesting to me. Makes me think SMU, but I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, this is look. I like SMU. It's a bounce back spot. It's tough to kind of get over that emotional loss, but it's a bounce back spot for them. They weren't gonna make the American anyways. They weren't making the championship game. They already have 8 wins. This is just another middling American team. So that's good.
Arizona State versus Arizona. Not doing it, but give me I'm sorry. Arizona sucks. They fucking blow. Like, Jed Fish, Don Brown's out. They fucking sucked in. And Arizona State, they can put a whooping, be 8-4. right? I think they can still be in the Pac-12 game. Oh, no. No, they can't, right?
No, they cannot.
Who's in that side of the Pac-12?
So Arizona State, it's Utah. So Utah's already clinched at 7-1.
Yeah.
So it's Utah, and it's going to be either Oregon, a Washington State, or Oregon State. We kind of went over that. It's probably going to be
Oregon. I think Oregon State kicks the shit out of Arizona. I mean, Arizona State kicks it. So I want to PP it. I want to. So you know what? I'm going to. Give me Arizona State minus 20.
Okay. Look, I'm just going to be honest with you. I don't really know what to do in this one. Probably Arizona State. Probably
mine's more of a fate of Arizona. I think they fucking suck. Like, they're terrible.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's not a good Arizona team. The under wins this year is pretty easy. Yeah, they are not a good team, and on the road again, probably do not end the season in a great way. Arizona State probably just end the season with a win and you know, move on. The motivation factor is, you know, the question in this game.
Can ULL beat ULM by over 3 touchdowns?
So this is going to be one where I think everyone's going to probably end up on Monroe, and it probably ends up being the right side. It's just Lafayette already has to look ahead to App State next week, man. This game doesn't matter. Win and you're in. That's all you need to do. Just win and you're in. Yeah. So, you know, they've already in, I apologize. They beat Georgia State and they beat Coastal Carolina. So they're already in. All you need to do is win. So yeah, just in my opinion, just win the game if you're the Raging Cajuns. I apologize. I was looking at the east side of that. Yeah, just win. I think Monroe covers the 21.5, but Lafayette's been really weird with just these big ass wins recently. Last week over Liberty, the week before over Troy, back-to-back roadies that just kicked the shit out of both those teams. Maybe they're gearing up for a run. I don't know.
All right, Wisconsin, Minnesota. I'm pretty sure you know that I'm out on Mertz on the road.
Yep.
He's somebody that I generally just fucking fade in these spots. And, dude, Minnesota's back a little bit this year. I know they had a good team last year, and the COVID fucked them like that. It was not good for that team a year ago. So, Wisconsin's 8-3. You mentioned they still got a shot. You know, they can the run game in their defense is where it's at for them. We know Minnesota can score. They average 27 points a game. I would normally take Minnesota in the spot. But I think Wisconsin has put it together, Dan. I think it's going to be hard for Minnesota to score in that defense. And I'm actually backing Mertz, the guy that I fucking think sucks on the road. I'm backing him here. Normally, I would take Minnesota plus 7 in the spot. I just think Wisconsin's the better team.
I like under. I don't think Wisconsin is that much better than Minnesota, but they have played very well. Their past 7 games, I think they started the season 1-3, and now they're 7-0, their past 7. They've definitely been impressive. I really can't argue that. I just think Minnesota at home has been significantly improved, with the exception of that Bowling Green game. But this is not a game I'm looking the wager on. I'm looking at a total. So I'm going on, it's either under or nothing for me. It's a pass right now.
FAU, Mid-Tennessee State. Only thing I can tell you is the winner goes bowling.
Yeah, I mean, look, this is going to be – everyone's going to be on Mid-Tennessee State in this situation. Florida Atlantic has really disappeared down the stretch, 0-3 their last 3. I think they pull out this win. I think they do. The number says, you know, FAU and – the spot says FAU on the, you know, Mid-Tennessee, you know, the FIU win looks good, of course, because it's FIU, but, you know, they've really regressed the past couple weeks here. I think FAU is the spot. Again, not a game I'm interested in playing. Nope.
Awesome. West Virginia is on the road. They won last week at home. Kansas. West Virginia wins. They go bowling.
Yeah.
I want to say Kansas covers, but I'm not going there.
I'm not either. I'm not fading Kansas this week, but I mean they've now covered 2 weeks in a row and have won, you know, and beat Texas. Huge, I mean, really good road performances for the Jayhawks, really, seriously. But yeah, it's a pass for me. You know, they for some reason they've actually been worse at home than they have been on the road at certain points this season. It's a pass. I lean West Virginia with the points.
But LSU, Texas A&M, I want to say Coach O and LSU pull off the upset. A&M is the better team, man. Better defense. Awful loss, though, right? Back-to-back roadies, Dan. So I think LSU's got a shot here.
So it's not back-to-back, not back-to-back because they played Prairie View last week.
Oh, fuck that. I know Ole Miss was before that.
Yeah, look, I'm going to take the emotional factor here. Give me LSU plus 6.5. The number is right. And again, Texas A&M to me still just can't score. You know, that's my problem. And LSU, the one thing that they do particularly well at home is they're able to score. Now, Arkansas, they struggled against, but Florida 49, Auburn 19, Central Michigan 49, Louisiana Monroe 27. Like, they're able to score at home, which is the one thing I think they're able to do. So, I'm gonna take LSU in the 6.5 in this spot. I don't love it. It's definitely not my favorite PP, but I'm gonna take the emotional factor. I'm gonna take the points, and I think Coach O, you know, will at least get his cover. Maybe he won't win, but he at least gets his cover in the final game at Baton Rouge Stadium. Sorry,
Louisville, Kentucky. I think Kentucky's the better team, but with the way Louisville has been scoring, I kind of don't want to fade that. But running into an SEC team, it's ACC versus SEC, Dan, right? So you might have.
Yeah, this is going to be a sharp spot, and all the sharps are going to be on Louisville. It is ACC versus SEC. That is correct. But this is also, I mean, Kentucky has nothing to play for at this point. I wouldn't be shocked just looking at the line right now if Kentucky doesn't have more than half of their starters playing. There's no reason for them to play. You know, so just looking at the line, there could be a lot of people sitting out for Kentucky. I would be weary of playing Kentucky this week. It looks Trap City could very well be a spot where they don't play a lot of their guys. I'd be careful this week.
Oklahoma State's favorite. They're at home. 6-0 of them. What's that?
Go ahead.
I think it's right. I think the number's right. I think everything's right here. Oof. Is the defense good enough to stop Oklahoma? Is that what Oklahoma's problem has been? Is it been opposing defenses, or has it been just trying to run the right fucking system? They're gonna go up against a fucking tough defense here, man.
I think it's the quarterback play. In my opinion, it's been the quarterback play. And Oklahoma State has been just kicking teams' asses. 55-3, 24-3, 63-17, 23-0. Those are the last 4 weeks. Ever since they played Iowa State, this team has been on a mission. Look, Oklahoma State, they're winning their end. That's all they got to do. Baylor has to win this game. Baylor has to win, and then whoever wins this game is in. Whoever loses this game is out. I'm surprised that Oklahoma is a 4-point dog. In this situation, I would make Oklahoma probably a favorite here, assuming that Baylor wins. I'm going to wait to see what finds out with the Baylor game and then maybe add this one. I think this is going to be a really competitive game. I expect points. And if I expect points, I think Oklahoma is going to find a way to pull it out. The one loss they had earlier this season was on the road at a very tough team. I can see that happening again, but Oklahoma State, again, the They lost to an Iowa State team who's more physical than them. The one thing Oklahoma can do is they can be physical versus teams when they need to. And you saw in the Iowa State game a couple weeks ago. It's been a tough stretch here for them. But I think that this is a game where Oklahoma State just probably doesn't get it done. I'm not going to bet it yet, but probably doesn't get it done.
Syracuse, Pitt. Syracuse at home. They need a win to go bowling. Pitt, obviously one of the better teams in the ACC this year. Oof. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Wonder if, I don't know. I've liked what Kenny Pickett's really done this year. I wonder, I don't know. I'm weird on this game with Syracuse.
So this is going to be really interesting to see like what kind of Pittsburgh team we get. Like, do we get Kenny Pickett trying to be like in, you know, trying to make this, you know, draft stock go up? Do we get, you know, a team that just doesn't care since they've already won the Coastal and they'll be in the ACC championship game, probably looking ahead, although they really can't tell because you don't know if it's going to be NC State, Clemson, or Wake Forest. So, I mean, look, this is a game where I think you pass just knowing kind of all the results here. I think it's just a pass. Syracuse is not winning this game unless, you know, maybe Pickett doesn't play. Maybe there's some information or whatever. That's about it to me. So it's a pass to me.
Tulane, Memphis, I just look over immediately. Plus, Memphis is 5-6 on the season. They need that sixth win. They're 6-point favorites too.
Yeah, I lean Memphis, but it's probably really square. They've had their chances, haven't been able to pull it out. But Memphis at home, maybe they don't cover. Maybe it's a close one score game. I lean Memphis, but listen, the program is down this year. They are, so you know, would not shock me if Tulane pulls the upset.
Talk about down programs. Clemson, they're 8-3. They lost by what, 7 points to Georgia this year? When you really think about it.
Holy 7 points on a neutral. Yep.
So they're giving 11.5 to South Carolina. South Carolina's in. They have 5-1 at home. Bowl eligible. Has had a good season. That game against Kentucky was the one I think that really helped them earlier this year. But Clemson now off a big win. Let's call it whatever it is, a big win against a ranked team. They're 2-2 on the road. It's a chance to go above 500. Chance to win another spread and, you know, win another 9 game season. So I think Clemson wins. Can they cover 11.5, though?
I would say I think Clemson wins. I think Clemson wins. I think that I think Clemson, you know, probably covers this number. It's an ACC team on the road, big road favorite. I'm passing on that. But I think Clemson finds a way to pull this one out. I think they win. Two touchdowns or so against a South Carolina team that, you know, they're just playing the play now. What's the motivation factor? You know, you beat Auburn last week, you know, you pulled out the upset, you know, so now, you know, now that's kind of over. You know, you're already bowling.
Yeah. Notre Dame, Stanford. So listen, I know it's about betting. I'd probably take Stanford. Notre Dame's going to win this game. They're going to be 11-1, and everyone's going to bitch about how they should be in the national championship game or in the college playoff. That's what I think.
Yeah, I agree. I think Stanford finds a way to cover. I would pass on the
It's a rivalry game, these two teams. I mean, call it what it is. That's a rivalry game.
It absolutely is. It's a rivalry game, and look, I'm just going to say it. Notre Dame's probably going to try and run up the score. And let's see. The Pac-12 has been good this year. So the results of Stanford's games are probably slightly misleading. Still, it's a pass for me, Joe. But, yeah.
Nevada, Colorado State, any day of the week, give me fuck. You know what? Fuck it. Give me Nevada. Fuck it. I hate Colorado State.
I know you do. I know you do. But you have to admit the program has gotten better.
I'll admit Steve Adazio has got a chance to win 4 games this year. Good for him.
Yep, good for him. Look, Nevada has kind of backslid the past couple games here, losing at San Diego State, losing Air Force. What's the motivation with Colorado State here, who has been – I mean, really, they looked good early in the season. They were – you know, they were 3-3 at one point, Joe, and putting out – coming off a good performance against Iowa, and then they just started to absolutely crash and out of 3-8, five straight losses. Look, I think you have to back Nevada here, but it's gross, and, you know, it's a spot that I'd probably pass on.
Cal, UCLA, I got nothing. I watched UCLA-USC last week. I know that Robinson's hurting. They should have been a better this year, but they could go 8-4 with a win here. And Cal's been way, way down. So give me UCLA.
Yeah, and Cal has USC next week too. So their schedule is actually not done. They were the game I was thinking of that got postponed. So they are not done. Yeah, this is a pass for me. It's back to back road games for Cal. Probably means a loss. You know, UCLA coming off a big thumping of USC, probably a letdown game here. It's a complete pass for me.
And finally, BYU, USC. I watched that freshman play last week. He's okay. BYU, another chance to win 10 games, Dan. I like that. It is a little trappy. But I think BYU wins this game. And I just want to look it up what the previous here. And no head-to-head between these two. But BYU struggles on the road. 1-5 against the spread the last 6 on the road.
Look, this wouldn't shock me if BYU struggles in this game. Back-to-back road games. Good team that has completely underperformed, but, you know, they have talent. This is a game I'm going to stay away from, but I just think the whole world's going to be on the late window. The whole world's going to be on Notre Dame. The whole world's going to be on BYU. The whole world's going to be on, you know, these teams. And I just, you know, late night games like that, man, they get away from these really good teams in certain situations. And I just, I'd be scared. Very impressive year for BYU. Did not think they were going to be able to do what they did. They really put in a good effort, you know, this season. Really impressed by what they did. So, yeah, look, good for them. But I'd be careful of taking the 7.5 on Saturday. That's all. Not a lot of motivation there.
All right, Dan, I think this is good timing to announce this. The college top 25 week 13 rankings are out.
Ooh.
Georgia, Ohio State, Alabama, Cincinnati.
Okay, Cincinnati's in.
Michigan against, obviously, Ohio State.
Yep.
Notre Dame, who has Stanford. Oklahoma State, Oklahoma. So there you go. Oklahoma State wins, they move up. And I have to go, Dan, because we can wrap this bad boy up, but I got the old FaceTime here. We can wrap it up. But there we go. We got our rankings, and we're gonna show on Thursday morning live, and then a Saturday show.
Yes, sir. All right. Well, that's it. Nice week. It's been
nice week.
Good podcast.
I definitely am cutting the show.
Yeah, 15 points this week, Joe, so there you go.
I'll call you right back. Alright, sorry, we'll wrap it up. Alright, we'll wrap it up. What you plays this week? We'll call it a day, Dan. How about that?
Sounds good.
Alright, we'll see you talk to everybody on Twitter.
Alright. Good luck.
It's been another edition of the Over Under Podcast.
Who you got?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.